We discussed that, and
oh, okay.
They wanted to
visit the one. Well, I have. I'm
doing. Oh, okay, great.
And do you want this microphone?
And I'm just very thrilled tonight to welcome back to Many Rivers Books and TV Raphael Bloch and his musician friends. Raphael has been a great friend of Many Rivers Books and TV over the years, so it's really wonderful to have him here. Once again, you know, like he is debuting his new book, Spangling Darkness, and I just want to say on behalf of Many Rivers that I'm really appreciative of the fact that this is the first reading of Raphael's new book. And are you planning on introducing the musicians?
I will.
Okay.
I was going to start, if you don't mind, but
okay.
I will introduce them
okay.
for sure.
Okay, so without further ado, thank you, Raphael, for coming back here.
Thank you. And if you're not familiar with this wonderful store, it's I think, Tim, you were referring to presentations every Thursday at this time.
Right.
We're part of that regular stream of wonderful events the store offers. And as I said in my last email to folks, this is the best, absolutely best public place I know to read or share anything in terms of people being able to listen to it without espresso machines and you know, cafe, wine bars, the usual gigs musicians have to endure, basically, that really don't work for poetry, and the only difference being in a wine bar, hopefully they're paying you to play your music. And so you kind of get used to that part of it, sad to say. So very happy to be here. I'll do a brief intro and then a longer intro because you've been listening already to our musicians, and David Field is on my far left. Thank you for being here. And Phil Lawrence will also be playing mandolin. Theodora is our guest musician, Theodora Bloch, a relative of sorts. And I'm Raphael Bloch, in case you were wondering. So I'm excited, particularly excited, because it is our book launch, the very first event, launching my new book, which has taken some years to do. And I just want to briefly tell you a couple of things that aren't apparent from the cover. You can see an illustration here, but there are in fact 8 illustrations by a London artist in very fine black and white drawings. She responded to the poems. She had a completely free hand to respond to whatever she wanted to. So do take a look. Worth it for the drawings alone. There's also music at the back because melodies and songs come to me. So for the first time, they're completely transcribed in what's hopefully a readable form to those of you who do read music. And we're finishing with a song from this set. And in addition, you get a link. You can download a high quality recording of all 44 poems in this book. Which was a couple of years project, believe it or not, with a friend, bless him. But it's come out, so you get a kind of multimedia with drawings, music, and a live reading of the poems as well as the actual content. So I'm very happy about that. We also have. All of the poems and the song we're doing tonight are from this new book. And in the summer, we did a bunch of poems similarly and a song from this book. And thanks to Phil, we were able to record it. And by we, it was Bhavani was our multi-instrumentalist tour de force with Phil on mandolin and guitar and myself. And you'll be able to see the CD here on this little table, though they're small, they are visible. It's called Summer Soul, and you can hear a couple of tracks on the website if you're the suspicious sort and don't trust it ahead of time. They're going for $10, and we also, for the first time ever, have these, what to me are amazing, I hope you'll agree, Broadsides, which is the original drawings by Claire Allen, set in wonderful graphic fonts to a poem, and on archival paper and this is cotton paper by designer friend Kay Baldwin, who's here tonight. So do take a look. There are three different ones, and you can read the economics there. I just think they're really beautiful, and you can decide from there. We're going to start with a New Year poem, and we'll take it away, I guess.
Let's do our prelude song.
Celebrations were small affairs, with one or two present at most. Like the welcome my wife and daughter gave the new year, with carefully prepared round camp-filled trays, candles of all shapes and heights arranged, until the moment ignited and light generously flowed and flowed and swirled, in and out our eyes linked in wonder. All the simple birthdays of homemade stirrings of cakes, smiles and wings. The simple birthdays of homemade stirrings of cakes, smiles and wings. Now they fill my dark nights with soft flickerings. They fill my dark nights with soft flickerings. With soft flickerings. soft flickering. Pieces, if you have a response that you want to share, or even you want to hear some words that you missed, or even ask a question, you know, that's a good time to do it.
Can you tell us the title so we can follow on the book?
It's called New Year, and it starts a section called Soft Flickerings, which is, and this particular poem is illustrated. You'll see the candles. This next poem is called When I Look at the Stars, and I'll give you a little bit more background on it once we've done it. But these Sonoma Phil Knights were very lucky to, a lot of the Knights, be able to see magnificent displays. I'm wondering if anyone would like a few lights off. Countless worlds scattered in bright patterns and curves. ideas to return us to ourselves. Stories that travel light years to return us to ourselves. Curious, really, I might have told the cat beside me, her marvelously arching back and curly tail coiling and dipping. Or the crickets, with their quiet ringing under and overtones, constellating lunar rhythms, constellating lunar rhythms. Or the twinkling airplane lights, rapidly gobbling night canvas. Or the tingling chill of my cheek, gnawing into bones. Or the sudden scuttle in the brush. The sudden scuttle in the brush. But I didn't. I didn't. I slipped them all into my pocket and brought them inside to share with you. I slipped them all into my pocket and brought them inside to share with you. Such a nice space, doesn't really require too many more words from me. This next piece is called The Great Winter Wood Pellet Rush of 07. It's referring to 2007, nothing to do with Gold Rush, but hopefully the poem tells a story. Frizzolinos, for those of us who had pellet stoves at the time, were totally out, and they were calling people up to say the truck was on its way from Canada, the only one, and there was quite a rush to get them pellets. So this is a story of that, the Great Winter Wood Pellet Rush of 07. Kindled in the instant of that call, Come for those bags while they last. Come for those bags while they last. Dashing in, wondering, how many dare I ask for? Six? Ten? Ten? Six? Six? Ten? Paid for the goods, precious seconds ticking by. Cars revving in the yard, lined up for that last pallet. Lined up for that last, very last pallet. Five bags apiece, quiet at all questions. Five bags apiece. The hurried, satisfying thumps landing in the back of the truck. The hurried, satisfying thumps landing in the back of the truck. Driving away with a cat, feeling triumphant. Taking so much, driving away with a catch. Feeling triumphant, triumphant, triumphant in taking so much. Wider than our appetites, wider than our appetites, as slender as the bonds that bind us here, as slender as the bonds that bind us here. And what if that same fever, that same unfulfillable need, were to grip and drive me to the heat pallets of truths, sitting unsold in my own backyard, in my own backyard. It's such a gift to be able to share these gifts. That's what I look at them as. And I hope the musicians feel the same way about their art and craft. And I'd like to introduce them a little more fully, starting with Phil Lawrence, who's, well, both Phil and David are very active musicians. Phil's got a gig tomorrow night at the you may know it, it's the new Tibetan Gallery in the Barlow, and flyers for that on the table here. And he also plays in two bands. It's a beautiful day, and his own band, the Klezmer Jubilee Band, who had a wonderful gig last Saturday at the Occidental Center for the Arts, not too far from some people I know. And
but he sounds best.
And Albie Cass is in the band. He's singing right here. He's our singer.
Oh, Albie. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you for
I'm
being
glad
here.
Glad to be here tonight, too. This is wonderful. Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to serve.
Thank you.
Yeah. Great. And David Field, he's playing tomorrow night with the Love Choir, a benefit at the Glazer Center, Santa Rosa, which is a lovely venue. And he also plays in a duo. Would you like to say a word about the duo?
The duo. Yeah, I have a very serious duo going with a ukulele player. And we call ourselves the Skittles, Maya LaRose. And we're going to be doing the Statsville Farmers Market on February 16th, 10 to 1. And we're probably going to feature our kids set that we did for the toy store opening. So we'll have sophisticated songs like I'm in love with a big blue frog.
But I am in love with a big blue frog.
Don't miss that one, folks.
Et cetera. And then we'll probably have another spot again at the Sebastopol Youth Fest that Mr. Music's putting on. It'll be in the spring. We're a lot of fun.
Great. Both of them have just a sample of their CDs here. Beautiful CDs available to the left on the counter space. And I'm sure you could engage them in your own living room if you wanted. But do take a look. And I'm very happy to be working with them and to be creating this tapestry together. Theodora, distant relative. will be rejoining us for the final song, thank goodness, as her voice is much better than mine and she actually knows how to keep time. So thank you, my dearest, for being here and sharing your instruments and love of music too. Great, I'm glad we're not a 12-piece band. Our next piece is called Soft Night. I admit the title is misleading, so you can hold me guilty of that. But Soft Night is our title. Field mice, gophers, voles from peaceful nests. Forswear your life to mightier intent, they shrill. Forswear your life to mightier intent, they shrill. Until their prey is wrung. Thank you. the pair feel back and forth in silent wings, back and forth in silent wings, echoes of skulls, echoes of skulls, as one stands sentinel aloft the ridge, high-pitched messages persist, blushing field mice, gophers, voles from peaceful nests. Forswear your life, shrill, until their prey is wrung. Next one is called Onlooker, and it is based on an actual story that happened. I thought I told it fully in the poem, but I'm sure that I did not. So if you want to know a little more after we've done it, feel free to ask. Onlooker. I was just a passerby, never really looked or saw the thin ribbed critter on the far side of the muddy field. Never really looked or saw that thin ribbed critter until my daughter took me into his arena. Slowly, we get to know each other. I curry his coat the way she showed me. Gentle round curves over ribs and rills and mounds of muscle, my fingers following his skin, brushing in long smooth strokes, noting changes in his hair's direction, ovoid belly, hinged runner's legs. Guzzles his favorite grain, lips and tongue rhythmically churning it into a bluish mush. I clean out the water tank, then take my leave with alfalfa trees. Now he whinnies softly at my approach. My young one often sees what I don't. A neglected, four-legged, living on bare pasture with buckets of love. The thick-ribbed critter on the far side of the muddy field, until my daughter took me into his arena. Slowly, we get to know each other. I curry his coat the way she showed me. Firm, gentle, round curves over ribs and rills and mounds of muscle. My fingers following his skin, brushing in long smooth strokes, noting changes in his hair's direction, ovoid belly, hinged runner's legs. As he guzzles his favorite grain, lips and tongue rhythmically churning it into a bluish mush, I clean out the water tank, then take my leave with alfalfa treats. Now he whinnies softly at my approach. My young one often sees what I don't. A neglected, four-legged, living on bare pasture with buckets and buckets of love. This ache, I think you'll find it a little different in mood. So.
Oh no.
These are your steps, David. I'm counting on you.
This might sound better, a little bit out of tune, so it would hurt more. I don't tune anymore.
For you, my aches antennae are constantly combing, monitoring, marking. For you, this ache's fluttering fibrillates in sinuous waves. For you, this ache is a condor without prey, endlessly scanning scarred horizons. For you, this ache is a fire, knows no bounds, leaps canyons, lights on sharp crags, outer shells crack under red-hot marbled waves. For you, my ache pours blood-thick tears. Pour blood-thick. antennae, constantly combing, monitoring, marking, constantly combing, monitoring, marking. For you, this ache spluttering fibrillates in sinuous waves. For you, this ache is a condor without prey, endlessly scanning horizons. For you, this ache is a fire, knows no bounds, leaps canyons, lights on sharp crags, outer shells crack under red hot marble waves. For you, my ache pours blood thick tears. For you, my ache pours blood thick tears. Bottom of an arc of descent, which may cause you some relief, I don't know, but there's at least one more to go, and then you'll notice a change as we head for other zones. This one's called Mute Millennial, and it came after I visited, very rare visit, in fact it's only the second time in my life I'd been to New York, and I visited the Twin Towers area, memorial, which was a completely empty space with this cross made from two metal girders, and I thought it was very profound and satisfying statement, and would have liked to have seen it remain that way personally, but anyway, Mute Millennial is the name of this poem, and we're going to share it with you. I'm going to say one more word, sorry David. It's that introduction, it could be misleading. It's really, it's a contrast of two themes, as I hope you'll hear. One is about the earth, and signaled by a description of a woman in labor, and the other is what is questioning or describing where often our attention goes. So, Mute Millennial, take two. We gape at the wall, the mall, tall towers, twin flowers, deserted lots, hot spots, fantasy lovers, fantasy lovers. One, Ground to Pulp, describes domestic bliss of being a single parent or even a double parent, but in the same plight of washing dishes. So, Ground to a Pulp.
I find that the lighter I play, the better I play. And usually I find myself in places where you can't do this. Which is why I like to record at home. Like Bonnie and I did a recording at home, and you know, just a quiet place with every little microwave. It's beautiful.
being stood on my feet for hours, washing dishes, cooking, washing more dishes, not counting the shopping on the way home, and yes, I'm bound to end the day washing dishes. There's only the two of us, yet plates and cups magically sprout on countertops, tables, easy chairs. Plates and cups magically sprout on countertops, tables, easy chairs. Chores used to be something to rush through ASAP, to rush through to more urgent things like movies, email, you name it. Movies, email, you name it. Now, while slowly wading through tiredness and water, I settle. Child's absorbed in homework, cat's content. This is a good task. This is a good task. I am doing well to serve the moment. What's more important? Pieces, Celebration and Between the Two Shores. We recorded different versions of these two on the CD. The major difference being Balani was a player, so there's a difference. So tonight we proudly present our own versions, specially constructed, and we're going to start with Celebration, of which there are one or two reasons to do. Books apart, I think every day there's generally cause to celebrate, and I'm deeply grateful for each day at least, and yeah, here we go.
One second.
When you're ready, keep talking. Well, I'll open the floor if anyone else would like to talk or comment, feel free. Yeah.
What was the untold story about the horse?
Well, that I think I missed out a few steps once I, because I shared the poem and then told someone the story. I mean, basically, I used to go, it was my regular walk, and I'd pass by the horse, and I'm not a horse person. I hate to say this, but I'm not even terribly animal conscious. I'm becoming more conscious of birds recently, again, thanks to my daughter. So I don't know anything about horses. I just didn't notice it was neglected. Though another neighbor wheeling her young child in a pushchair had commented to me on the horse, and she seemed to know about horses. Now, Theodora hadn't been that route for a long time, and she went on a jog, and she was just, I think, at the start of high school, and she saw the horse and was greatly upset by how thin and neglected it looked. And so we thought about this, so we reported to Humane Society. I thought, no, let's be a little devious on this. So I called them up, I found out the number of the folks, and offered my daughter services to help look after the horse. And so she started looking after the horse, and we realized they hadn't a clue about horses because it belonged to their grown-up son who lived in Rona Park, who just had a young family and didn't have time to come and look after his animal. They knew about dogs because their own dog was fat as a butter mountain, but they didn't know about horses. So he was eating, this horse, we figured, about a quarter of what it should be eating every day. And Theodora's friend Debbie advised us what food should have, and we then suggested to the owners that, hey, it wouldn't hurt to have some alfalfa and a bit of this and a bit of that, and they could afford it. Frizzolinos were still up, and they could deliver it, you know, no extra cost, whatever. So the horse's fortunes slowly were picking up, and Theodora got busy with homework, so she had to show me how to do these chores. And so that's the story where I enter, you know, going down on a Sunday or whatever to attend.
My son brought home a puppy once. Oh, look, there, I got a puppy. This will take care of the puppy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've got two cats bequeathed to me, too. And Theodore's living at home now, so there is help in sight for an unspecified period. And and then the horse's fortune started to fade again. They, for some reason, started feeding it less. And they'd introduced someone who knew about horses, been introduced to. And the end result was good. But for a while I got really concerned, and I phoned them up, and they were deeply offended at the thought that they were neglecting their animal. So I had to call that off. But that person who'd come in and advise them on the horse was able to eventually adopt it and add it to her. She is stable of horses. I mean, she had one or two in a field somewhere, and she just was able to add it. So that was a happy conclusion, that this wonderful, magnificent old horse got to have a new home. And as you know, they're herd animals, so they don't want to be on their own, really. Yeah. Thank you, Carl. Slices of chatter, cookies of laughter, as bread jam and butter pass between. Bubbles of thoughts rise and glide, sips of smiles expand surprise. Brush of lips and crumbs, sparkling eyes, touch of hands, a wish, the sweetness of this, just a wish, the sweetness of this. Slices of chatter, cookies of laughter, as bread jam and butter pass between. Bubbles of thoughts rise and glide, sips of smiles expand, surprised. Brush of lips and crumbs, brush of lips and crumbs, sparkling eye. Touch of hands, touch of hands, a wish. Just one wish, the sweetness, of this. Ponte Vecchio is the name of that melody by Phil.
You recorded this together with David?
No.
Will you?
I recorded this a long time ago.
Will you?
Oh, well, maybe.
Maybe.
We need a producer.
Yeah, we need someone to invest in the recording.
Executive producer and then a producer.
I have a recording still in the can. It's just waiting for the investor.
This is one of, if I may say so, Phil's putting a book together, I think, of about 70 of his original compositions, and this falls in that book. Well, close, yeah?
I
miscounted.
Yeah. I keep adding new ones every year. Yeah. It could be up to 70 by next
year. This next one, Between the Two Shores, it was inspired by a beach. I happened to be living in West Marin before I moved here many years ago, and so it kind of took place on Limantour, for those of you who know Limantour Beach. But it's actually, hopefully, could be anywhere, including the High Street, but you'll definitely sense the ocean here. Between the Two Shores. Thank you. out. Whisking sand streamers snake low. Yet this is no desert. This is no desert. Waves continuously conceive along the shore. Gulls, sanderlings, eye each crest retreat. Plucking mollusks in rays of beaks. Plucking mollusks in rays of beaks. Piece, which is a song, and I'm saying that for you. And tell me your name again. I've forgotten. Martha. Thanks so much for being here, Martha. I think you're the bestest in the audience. Definitely. I absolutely love having young folks here. That's something perhaps because I spent many years working with very young folks too. And it's a pleasure to have you here. Thank you, Martha. So, great. This one is called Spring into Stillness. Theodore and I are going to sing. All being well. And are you going to stand or what? No?
I'll be here.
You'll be here.
Okay. Better have been, yes.
All right. In this, it's wonderful to share it all. And Jim, your slot again, right?
Right. Thank you everybody for coming tonight to Many Rivers Books and Tea. It's really wonderful to see you. There is a donation bowl on the counter. Any amount that you can contribute will be gratefully received. We split the donation with our the people who have hosted the event, and the store keeps a portion so that we can continue to offer events like this in the neighborhood. And we look forward to seeing you again. And thanks, everybody.
Thank you. And also,
one more thing. Come to the Tibetan Art Gallery in the Barlow tomorrow night to hear me play. Actually, from 5 o'clock till 7:30, or 5:30 to 7. At 5:30 to 7, in the Barlow at the Tibetan Art Gallery, I'll be playing with a tabla player, Sahar. You might know Sahar. He's a great player, and we're gonna have some beautiful artwork there.
Is that what